Penguin Random House Audio presents Thank You for Arguing, 3rd Edition, What Aristotle, Lincoln, and Homer Simpson Can Teach Us About the Art of Persuasion. This is the author, Jay Heinrichs. To Dorothy Jr. and George, you win. Preface. Few people can say that John Quincy Adams changed their lives. Those who can are wise to keep it to themselves. Friends tell me I should also avoid writing about my passion for rhetoric, the 3,000-year-old art of persuasion. John Quincy Adams changed my life by introducing me to rhetoric. Sorry. Years ago, I was wandering through Dartmouth College's library for no particular reason, flipping through books at random, and in a dim corner of the stacks, I found a large section on rhetoric, the art of persuasion. A dusty, maroon-red volume attributed to Adams sat at eye level. I flipped it open and felt like an indoor Coronado. Here lay treasure. The volume contained a set of rhetorical lectures that Adams taught to undergraduates at Harvard College from 1805 to 1809, when he was a United States senator commuting between Massachusetts and Washington. In his first class, the paunchy, balding 38-year-old urged his goggling adolescents to catch from the relics of ancient oratory those unresisted powers which mold the mind of man to the will of the speaker and yield the guidance of the nation to the dominion of the voice. To me, that sounded more like hypnosis than politics, which was sort of cool in a Manchurian candidate.